All this week we've heard from News and Notes for Rai Chidea, who is driving cross-country with her sister. Today, she's beginning to wonder if this trip is more than she bargained for.
My sister needed to move from Berkeley, California to Atlanta, Georgia. She doesn't make a lot of money because she's one of those do-gooder types that actually wants to save the world. So, despite the fact that she has $100,000 in medical school loans, she didn't go into being an orthopedic surgeon. She does AIDS prevention and research, which actually doesn't pay very much. I said I'd help her drive the car across the country. A car with no air conditioning. In June. Now, I wasn't completely insane. I bought this thing called an evaporation unit. You plug it into the car's lighter socket, and then it sort of evaporates cool mist all over you as you drive. Cool mist that, in 102-degree heat, driving across Texas does absolutely nothing. I felt like the Wicked Witch of the West at the end of The Wizard of Oz. I'm melting! Melting! So, after a long day of riding around in the desert with the Border Patrol, my sister and I decided to drive from El Paso to Austin, Texas, at night. A 9-hour drive. Now, you have to understand, in Texas, you can get directions like, make a right at Gateway, go for 500 miles, and take a left. When I pulled into a convenience store to get a cup of coffee and bragged that I was driving from El Paso, the clerk didn't even bat an eye. But here's the really scary thing, the animals. I'm not talking about cute little furry animals. Well, I guess they were once, but now they are what you would call roadkill. Texas has a lot of dead things. They were everywhere, including under our car. We drove 200 miles with something that sounded like our muffler was dragging. When we got into Austin, it was just after daybreak. Somebody recommended this place called Longhorn Collision. My sister Sakai explained to the mechanic, Frank Ghana, what was going on with our car.
We're driving from California to Atlanta, and on this last leg of the trip, there was a lot of roadkill. And I think we ran over either part of a dead deer or a dead rabbit. And after that, we heard something scraping underneath. And so I think it detached something under the hood, if you want to take a look with me.
Sure, let's take a look. Well, what we've got a what they call an engine splash shield. What that does, it basically it keeps all the roadkill, rocks, anything that's on the road from going up in the engine. And what we'd have to do, we'd have to take it off the vehicle. Of course, we have to get the car up and get it off. Now, if you want to keep it, you can, or we'll throw it away.
Needless to say, we did not want to keep it. We also had a more immediate need. It seemed, as my sister said, that every insect in Texas had committed suicide against our windshield. So we went to the car wash. Of course, after driving all night, we could still use a shower ourselves. Farai Chidea, NPR News, Austin, Texas.
You can catch Farai's earlier reports from Phoenix and El Paso on our website, npr.org, and we'll be hearing more from Farai, who's on the road all this week.